recently I spoke with a few sources at U.S. Special Operations Command that have said that the book apparently does not reveal any sensitive information. So I would be, it's one of the things I think, you know, you've got a publisher that's sensationalizing this, and people are maybe jumping to too quick to judge. And I'm just looking forward to reading the book and seeing exactly what's in it myself, and people can decide then, I guess.
When Fox News released the author's name, did revealing his name endanger either himself or any of the others involved in this action?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. You know, you've got some people in the community that may be angry, and then the next thing you know, they're leaking his name to media outlets. And by participating in that, what Fox did was essentially create a intelligence, what we call a threat chain. And, you know, they have his name, they can start pulling open source documents. Like I know one of the individuals that bought Matt's house, and now his escrow documents are public, and that address is compromised, potentially compromising another active duty guy. So it's never a good thing. And, you know, part of what I do on our site, SoftRap, is report on terrorism and the special operations community. And I pulled down an Al-Qaeda website that had already published a picture of this individual because he has been named on their website, you know, in Arabic, and basically it just puts his life and anyone associated with him, including his family, at risk.
Do you think this book creates any sort of national security risks?
Without reading it and knowing what the content is, it's hard to know and say.
You're a member of the Navy SEAL community, being a former SEAL yourself. How is the community in general reacting, in your opinion?
I'm starting to see, I think there was an initial feeling of betrayal, but I've seen now that it's kind of aged more of a kind of a split. People are, I think, waiting to see what's in the book and how it's going to be portrayed. The good thing that I see coming out of this is that there'll be really clear guidelines of what can and can be published by guys who are getting out, potentially maybe a moratorium on writing books for 5-10 years, something like that, which doesn't exist. There's not a whole lot of guidelines in place about books. In fact, none that I know of, other than confidentiality agreements, are in place. And, you know, for right now, the way it stands, if guys can get out and write books if they aren't disclosing anything that is classified. So, you know, and that potentially creates problems. Like we're seeing now, a big media grab for anything they need about this book and information. There is stuff in this book that hasn't been disclosed before. And at least we're getting it from the horse's mouth, as far as I'm concerned. I think we'll really get a perspective from somebody that's been on the ground, and that's always good. As long as there isn't any classified information, you know, I think that's a good thing.